Texas won the latest round at court in a case against social media companies. What that means for speech online. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. A Texas law banning social media companies from certain content moderation policies was recently upheld by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The 2021 law prohibits platforms from banning or restricting content based on the viewpoints of users. Now, tech companies will have to appeal to the Supreme Court if they want to avoid legal risk in the state. We talked about this case here on the show back in May when the Supreme Court put implementation of the law on hold while the case ran its course. Issy Lepowski, chief correspondent at Protocol, helped us out back then and joins me again for an update. She says tech companies are in a tough spot.
The biggest decision is whether they act now or wait until the Supreme Court rules on this. And that's what I think they're all sort of holding their breath and waiting for. Because the big thing to remember is while this law in Texas can go forward, there's a very similar law in Florida that was blocked by the 11th Circuit. And so what we have now is a circuit split. And that's just the sort of thing that the Supreme Court is supposed to come in and sort of do a tiebreak on. In the meantime, in Texas, they're, you know, a little bit vulnerable to, you know, a whole bunch of lawsuits alleging discrimination.
How enforceable, though, is this law for these companies, especially those that aren't headquartered in Texas?
It's not about their headquarters in Texas. It's about their operations in Texas. So that's another big question they face. You know, is this a situation where they can just wall off Texas and do what they do in some countries where it's too difficult to do business and just not operate there? The law considers that option and says that not only can these companies not discriminate on the basis of viewpoint, they can't engage in geography-based censorship. So in other words, you can't censor somebody or not let them use your platform just because they live in Texas. Now, that brings into the picture a whole bunch of legal questions. If Texas can do that, can any state, you know, force any business to do business in that state? I mean, it really is like once you start pulling on that thread, the whole thing kind of unravels. But, you know, it's not like they're going to be able to just pull out of Texas and stop serving people in Texas without a fight.
This law, HB 20, intends to prohibit social media platforms from moderating people's, quote, viewpoints. But then how are these companies responding to this concept of what constitutes a viewpoint versus, say, hate speech or something like that?
Well, they haven't really responded yet in terms of changing their policies because I think they say, you know, the First Amendment is on their side. They also point to Section 230, which is, a provision you've heard a lot about that gives these companies really a lot of space to moderate content as they see fit. So they feel that these two laws are really on their side. And so they're not going to, you know, radically change their operations just yet because it could be quite soon that the Supreme Court sort of puts the kibosh on this Texas law again.
And do you think that's likely that the Supreme Court will side with the tech companies?
Well, we've already seen some decisions from the Supreme Court regarding this law. Remember, it was the Supreme Court that came in on its shadow docket and blocked this law from going into effect. Because initially, the Fifth Circuit wanted the law to go into effect before it even reached its decision on the law, right? But there was, I think, sort of a surprising amount of support for the Texas law on the Supreme Court. But still, the majority, you know, voted to block that law. And it has been historically, you know, conservative justices in the past who have sort of stood up for the First Amendment rights of corporations, usually as it has to do with, you know, how they spend their money. So, you know, I think there is a lot of faith still that that part of the conservative bench still exists and that certainly the liberal-leaning justices would oppose this law as well.
What does this law mean for app stores that host social media apps and companies? You know, we've talked a lot about what this might mean for, say, a Facebook or a Twitter, but what about for, you know, the Google App Store or Apple's App Store?
Yeah. So the law doesn't directly affect those companies. It's really about, you know, platforms that host user-generated content. But these companies are going to have to consider what they'll do if, for instance, Facebook all of a sudden stops moderating some really bad stuff in Texas, because these companies have set a precedent already where they have kicked out social media companies like Parler and Trump's Truth Social because they have not had, you know, strong enough content moderation rules. And so the app stores have said, well, we don't want to host your app in our app store. What happens when that app is not Parler, but it's Facebook? So that's a decision they're going to have to make once they see how the apps respond in Texas.
In your piece for Protocol on this, you lay out all these potential outcomes, most of which are bad for tech companies, but you also highlight what this might mean for advertisers.
Yeah, I think it's important to think about how advertisers will react in that same scenario where Facebook is, or name your social media company, is suddenly allowing, you know, really horrible stuff, even more so than they arguably already do by accident, or in some cases, you know, when they face really tough decisions. But most of the time, they're trying to make sure that there's not overt hate speech and there's not overt violence and all other types of objectionable content on their platforms. Advertisers have in the past protested these companies when they've felt like they're not doing their job. You'll remember in 2020, during the racial justice protests, there was a mass advertiser protest under the banner of Stop Hate for Profit, where they, you know, tons of brands stopped advertising on Facebook. We've seen the same happen on YouTube, when there have been, you know, big news stories about ads appearing alongside extremist videos. So, you know, if it becomes sort of the Wild West in Texas, if it becomes this sort of content free-for-all, will advertisers still want to run their ads alongside that kind of content?
Issy Lepowski is Protocol's chief correspondent. And now for some related links. For more on what this Texas law could mean for social media companies and what options big tech has while it stands, we'll have a link to Issy's article for Protocol on our website, marketplacetech.org. There, you can also find the interview we did back in May, where Issy talked more about the differences between the Texas and Florida laws. We'll also link to a piece from the Bipartisan Policy Center, which explains Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996. That's the Section 230 mentioned earlier. The piece lays out the ongoing debate over whether and to what extent social media companies should be pro-content moderation or anti-censorship. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.